McMurray in the morning here on a foggy Monday morning in good old Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Hey, it is the end of college basketball. Some say couldn't have got here soon enough. It's mostly wives. Some say it got here all too quick. But hey, that just means we're one step closer to football. But let's talk about the championship game. Couple big factors tonight. If Tariq Owens is banged up, not 100%, that could really throw off my Texas Tech over Virginia pick. But my sources are telling me he's good to go. Now, I'd probably pull the Sean McVay and say Gurley was good to go. That's probably what they're, that could be what they're doing. But I think we're in for a low scoring dogfight. The lowest over under put out in over 20 years by Vegas. Virginia, a 69% favorite to win. I don't believe my man, Jarrett Culver, guy who I got a lot of faith in, can have three straight bad games. Now, he ended last game strong. He came down and hit that dagger. That put Michigan State away. But then Kyle Guy, a guy who's never been able to make three-pointers in the NCAA tournament, comes up as big as you can come up. 6 points in the last 5 seconds. Isn't that nuts? 6 points in less than 6 seconds. Man. It's set up to be a hell of a game. Virginia is only favored by 1 point. So it's closed. Over under at 118. Projecting the game to be in the 50s. Wow. Some of you might be upset. We could have the Super Bowl 53 of NCAA title games on our hands here tonight. Texas Tech comes in at 31-6, while Virginia's 34-3. Now, all being said, still riding with Tech. I like them. They're gritty. They're tough. Culver can't bake them. He can't buy a bucket. Mooney comes up big. We didn't see much from Moretti. Francis and Edwards both had okay plays. Here's what I'm saying is, if Culver can play his game and get any help from any one of his other teammates, Tech finds a way to get it done. If on some crazy way, Jarrett Culver just cannot handle the pressure and comes out and throws up his third straight game with a bad start, Virginia can do it. They can win. They can win. They can do it. But I don't see it happening. I got Tech winning. And I don't got it being as low scoring as some might think. I think Tech wins at about 66-59. Maybe 66-61. That's what I got going on tonight. Texas Tech. To win, to beat it, to beat Virginia, to win their first ever national title. The cool thing is we're going to get a first ever tonight. So this is what I wanted. This is what I hoped for. I just didn't want to see Michigan State there. I was comfortable seeing Auburn, Texas Tech, and Virginia there. I don't got a dog in the race, okay? But hell, who doesn't like a first? Who doesn't like someone breaking the trend? Getting rid of those power. You know, we're not seeing Duke, Carolina, Villanova as of late. We're not seeing those guys in the championship. We're seeing something much better. Two teams that have never won it. It's amazing. Flat out amazing. That being said, there's only one game left in the NBA season for most teams. Playoffs are right around the corner. And being the playoffs right around the corner, that means that the Eastern and Western Conference playoff pitchers should be shaping up just fine. And they are. Last night after a win over Boston, you've seen Orlando lock down their playoff spot. Brooklyn's locked down a playoff spot. Now, as long as it can get weird between Detroit, Detroit can win two straight. And if Orlando, or I mean if, sorry, Charlotte can win two straight. If Detroit to lose two straight. No. That's not right. Okay, yeah. Yeah, if Charlotte wins two, Detroit loses two, they can still slide in there. Same with Miami. But it's getting down to the wire. It's getting hairy. It's getting messy over here. The West, it's all said and done. They are where they are. Now, they're all in. But 6-7-8, no one knows what 6-7-8 is going to be. OKC's got two games left, so they have the best chance of locking down the sixth seed. When it comes to the 7-8, one game left for the Spurs and Clippers, who's going to do it? But I'll tell you what, if these matchups come up and you got LA and Golden State in a round one matchup, that's tough for Golden State. And I think Denver rolls against San Antonio. I think Houston really struggles against against OKC. And I think Portland-Utah is a hell of a battle, but I think Utah will pull that one out against Portland. If it finishes the way it does right now. Could really test the Warriors early in the West. I'd love to see that. Now, if the East shakes up this way, I got Milwaukee rolling against Detroit. Toronto rolling against Orlando. Philly struggling with Brooklyn. Brooklyn's better than people think, better than people give them credit for. They're a pretty good basketball team. If D-Lo gets hot, ooh, man can get hot. And then Boston grueling out, you know, a 4-2, you know, six game series against Indianapolis. Home field advantage comes into play there, and looks like they're going to lock it down. So as long as they don't pull some weird stuff. You know, beating them a couple nights ago was big. So that's what we're looking at, you know. A couple big teams. I think the Sixers will be tested. I think Golden State will be tested. And I think Houston will be tested. If the playoffs go the way they are. But I appreciate you guys all tuning in this morning. And I will be soon moving from Anchor. I just want everyone to know that. And to a more legitimate platform where I can actually monitor my analytics. So I'll know if you assholes are watching or not. Listening, I should say. So make sure you tune in. You tell a friend if you want to talk sports in the morning. Reach out to contact at McMurrin in the morning. We will talk to you guys later. See you Tuesday as we crown Texas Tech as the champion.